American Farm Bureau President reflects on 2018. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. While 2018 was a difficult year for the agricultural economy, it was a successful year for agricultural policy. American Farm Bureau's Chad Smith has the story.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said agriculture saw a number of victories throughout the year. Trade and the 2018 Farm Bill were two of the biggest victories for agriculture this year.
We worked with the administration to wrap up the Korean trade treaty and renegotiation of NAFTA into USMCA, and next year it'll be a challenge getting it through Congress. And then recently here, we were successful in helping Congress pass a Farm Bill that we're real excited about that provides a lot of really good things for agriculture, especially certainty for the next 5 years.
Duvall says the year finished up with a new clean water rule that clarifies water regulation for rural landowners. He explains that Farm Bureau members will have the opportunity to engage in the rules comment period under the theme of clean water, clear rules.
We got a new Waters of the U.S. ruling that we think is going to be a lot fairer to our farmers. That's going to provide clean water and clear rules. We're going to have a campaign and encouraging our grassroots to be involved in that process.
Looking to 2019, trade will be a key area of focus.
We're looking forward to continuing to work with the administration on the China issue. While the trade war is going on, we're encouraging them to move forward with that and try to help us there. But what we're really encouraged by is the letter that the president sent up to Congress of his intent to start discussions with Japan, EU, and the UK. And we think that there's great potentials in those three countries.
Duvall says he's also looking forward to developing a relationship with the new Congress and introducing them to Farm Bureau. Chad Smith, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.